Every week we present a prophecy update for you. All we do is look at the news and identify items in the news that corroborate what we read in Bible prophecy. One of the big subjects, of course, in Bible prophecy, the nation of Israel. Modern day miracle, modern day fulfillment of prophecy, the fact that the Jews are living again in their ancient homeland, never to be displaced again. Always articles about Israel that we could bring you. I found this one interesting this week. Israel National News published a story. It was on November 28th, and it was titled, "Muslims Claim Netanyahu Plans to Build a False Holy Temple." It's a little bit long, not too long, but let me read the article to you. "Muslim paranoia of Jews on the Temple Mount reached panic stages even before this week's Likud primaries that placed Jewish leadership faction leader Moshe Feiglin in a ranking that assures his election to the Knesset in January. Arab world media constantly report of Jewish invasions of the Temple Mount every time Jews try to ascend the holy site. Israeli authorities enforce the Muslim policy that forbids Jews to pray there or to carry prayer books or other holy articles with them. The Palestinian Authority and the Islamic Movement's branch in the Galilee frequently claims that Israel is digging underneath the Temple Mount to cause its collapse. Now the Al-Aqsa Foundation has pointed to the popular support for Feiglin and other strong nationalists of the Likud as proof that Al-Aqsa mocks the Al-Aqsa, I can't say that. Let's just call it the mosque on the Temple Mount will be contaminated by the Jews. Worst of all, the foundation claims that the election results show that Prime Minister Netanyahu soon will announce plans for building the third temple, which they describe as false, in line with increasingly popular Muslim ideology that the first and second temples never actually existed. All of the evidence is undeniable proof that the mosque is in danger and that the Muslim world must shoulder the responsibility to save it, according to Muslim authorities. Feiglin is known for his desire to pray on the Temple Mount, and after the Pillar of Defense counter-terrorist operation, he wrote, "We must expel Muslim Waqif from the Temple Mount and restore exclusive Israeli sovereignty over the Mount, Judaism's most holy site. We must encourage Jews to ascend the Temple Mount after the proper preparations and to actualize their sovereignty over the beating heart of the Jewish nation." And so there's a lot of intrigue regarding the Temple Mount and the mosque that is there and Jews and the restrictions that they have. Muslims say there never was a Jewish temple ever there, and it goes on. Now, we know from reading Daniel, reading Ezekiel, and the revelation of Jesus Christ that not only there was a temple, but there will be a tribulation temple. A temple will exist at some point during the Great Tribulation. The timing of the Great Tribulation may begin, in fact, with a peace treaty that Israel signs that allows them to rebuild the temple. But we know that by the midpoint of the tribulation, the temple will be there because the man that we know as the Antichrist is going to go into the temple, declare that he is, in fact, God, and that's when the really horrible, terrible, awful part of parts of the Great Tribulation begin for the next 3.5 years. And so any news about a temple is something that you would definitely expect to be reading if we were living in the last days as prophesied by the Bible, and that's, of course, what we are reading. We say that Bible prophecy is coming true right before our very eyes, and while we might look to Israel or to advances in technology or these other things, our gaze, our spiritual gaze, is always heavenward, for which we await the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Jesus said, the apostle said, that his coming to resurrect and rapture the church was imminent, could happen at any moment. And so that's where our gaze is fixed while we're excited about these things because they give us a basis for telling people to get ready and to stay ready and to keep looking up because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen?